Father's Day. Get up to 70% off fine jewelry after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Mom deserves the best. So hurry. The Love Mom sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 5-4 to 5-9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome in to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 3 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Plenty to talk about today as we got a little friendly, well, maybe not so friendly, off-season battle taking place between the two in-state Division I schools. We'll get to that. Also, it is pretty much official as far as some college basketball news that we thought would come down the line. Looks like it is going to come to fruition. We'll kick that around a little bit today as well. John Cranton, Gym Fi Sports, will join us. We'll talk about the Derby. We'll talk about the NHL and NBA playoffs, a little Major League Baseball with you as well. And if you had $500 sitting around doing nothing, what would you do with it? We'll give you a suggestion on what you might do. All that and more coming up. Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. And from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class coming your way. Local programming block getting started for Thursday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, thank you very much for joining us here today. Lots to get to on the program coming up, plus your chance to win. It is one day from Cinco de Mayo. That comes up tomorrow on Friday. Your chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Your chance comes up before 4 o'clock this afternoon. One of their three locations, the Fountains on Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. For more information, go ahead and check out what they have to offer through our website at kgymradio.com. Also, of course, we continue with $100 a day in the month of May. Every weekday this month, KGYM will be giving one of our lucky listeners a $100 bill, or maybe 520s. I really don't know how they're going to break it up, but at any rate, you're going to get $100, and we will have your chance to win sometime before 7 o'clock tonight with either the Gym Class or the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. So keep it right here on KGYM. Plenty of Major League Baseball we'll keep track of as well. Zach was on the course very early today at the Wells Fargo Invitational, which this year is taking place in Wilmington, North Carolina. Usually takes place in Charlotte at Quail Hollow, but that is going to be the host course for the PGA this year. So they moved the venue for 1 year. And still top-flight golfers, not the usual feel that they have at the Wells Fargo because they did move it for this year. But Dustin Johnson's back on the PGA Tour. And Zach Johnson did okay today as well, Mark.
Yeah, Zach with a nice solid 1-under par 71 earlier today. He'll go off, obviously, later on tomorrow. And right now tied for 30th in the field. Dustin Johnson, his first tournament back in a month since injuring his back, fired a 2-under par 70. The lead held right now by Francesco Molinari, minus 6. So Zach and Dustin each off to a good start.
Yep, and Zach will go off early afternoon, mm-hmm. I think, coming up tomorrow over there at the Wells Fargo Invitational. As we mentioned, plenty to get to on the show today, and we will talk with John Cranton, the Gym Fi Sports, coming up in a little bit. But this is kind of, it caught fire more today after it was a little bit of a smoldering, ember, if you will, last night. Of course, we're talking Iowa and Iowa State offseason. Not a lot going on right now, Mark, in the early part of the month of May. People are looking for something to talk about. Fan bases are looking for something to talk about. And we got a little spark last night that kind of, it didn't erupt into a large fire, but where there's a little bit of something out there. Brian Ferentz, Iowa's new offensive coordinator last night, kind of made a comment on a podcast of a radio show. And said something about the way that two other teams from this region tend to recruit. There are many different ways to recruit. And we're talking about the 2018 class, which is being lined up, taken care of right now. And said that Iowa, when they recruit a player, and I'm this is not verbatim. When Iowa recruits a player, they go all in on the player, and they try very hard to land them. Some other schools, and you mentioned two towns, one city, one smaller city, said they'd kind of just throw them out there willy-nilly a little bit. I mean, again, that's not verbatim, but that is what he was getting at anyway. And the two schools that Brian Ferentz was talking about were Iowa State and the University of Minnesota. It's just a very interesting, and that got everybody going today, Mark. Got everybody going.
Didn't mention Matt Campbell's name nor PJ Fleck, but that's where Brian Ferentz was going. And the crux of it is schools that over-offer in terms of, in this example, the 2018 recruiting class.
Correct.
Schools are underway offering student athletes right now. Let's just put it out there. Everybody over-offers.
Indeed.
It's the degree to which schools over-offer. For example, right now, the 2018 class, Iowa has offered 92 football players.
Right.
Where's Iowa State?
323, I believe, is where it is at right now, which is second among the Power 5 schools to Tennessee's 330.
Well, you'd expect that out of Tennessee.
Well, they got to keep up with the rest of the South. The SEC, amongst the Power 5 conferences, they are clearing away the leader as far as giving out scholarship offers. Now, before you make too much out of this, there are Iowa State, Minnesota. Minnesota is at 220, I believe, right now for PJ Fleck, which is a little bit above average as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Iowa is second lowest among the 14 Big Ten schools. Northwestern has only offered a little bit over 60 scholarships to this point. You're taking different directions in the roundabout to get to the same end, is what we're going after here, Mark.
Well, it sounds to me like Brian Ferentz might be a little concerned about his neighbors in Ames and in Minneapolis.
And I think you should be concerned
Matt
a little
Campbell
bit.
Matt Campbell and P.J. Fleck, who are very aggressive recruiters. What's the harm in over-offering? Well, you need to do it because you're not going to get everybody.
Right.
But is 320 offers excessive? Is Iowa's 92 offers excessive? I don't know what the right number is.
Iowa's pretty much stayed in that area. Now, when Paul Rhodes was there and didn't offer 330 or anything like that, he was about in the hundreds, something like that. But all schools do it, like you said, because that's where you get this. Okay, for example, like Tristan Wirfs, for example. He chose Iowa over blank, 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 and blank. That's where you get those he chose over other schools, because those are the schools that quote-unquote offered him. Now, you can offer him, you can offer an athlete at a camp, you can offer an athlete that you really want to get, or you can offer somebody that you probably have no chance in the world of getting. But your name is out there. You are in contact with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that Matt Campbell tends to do it. And talking with coaches in the eastern part of the state, I know most of the football coaches around here, and to a man, they've all said Matt Campbell is making inroads in the state of Iowa and especially in the eastern part of the state. And he's being very aggressive, and he's doing it the right way. And he's also getting the attention of the young people. Does a lot on Twitter. A lot of bells and whistles for what Matt Campbell does. And I think you're right. I think Brian Ferentz, if you read between the lines a little bit, Iowa, I don't know if worried is the right word, but they've gotten the attention of the Hawkeye staff.
Obviously, Matt Campbell cannot possibly sign even 10% of the offers that he's thrown out there for 2018. By the same token, Iowa cannot possibly sign 92 players.
True.
In the 2018 class. So it's their levels of in excess in my mind. Here's what Brian Ferentz had to say yesterday He was at, do they still call them iClub outings?
I think so.
All right. But here's what Brian had to say. Quote, what has sped things up in recruiting in our state, especially is the guys in Ames and then the new guys in Minneapolis seems to have no problem really throwing early things out, meaning scholarship offers. And what I've learned, he said, certainly about the guys in Ames, and I think we'll find this out about the guys in Minneapolis, what does an offer really mean? I can tell you this much. If the University of Iowa offers you a scholarship and you commit to us, we intend to sign you. I think you have to look no further than in-state to see where there are a lot of offers on the 2018 class that went out very early out of Ames. And I'm not sure all those guys were able to commit to them if they wanted to, because some of those guys have since gone other places.
And again, which brings up a whole another kettle of fish. And Iowa, Iowa State, Minnesota, whoever, they all continue to go after people even after they have committed to a program. And that's just the way it is in the big business of Power 5 college football.
I'm sorry, I said this was at an iClub outing. Is actually on a Hawk Central's podcast last night.
Chad Lystico and
Chad Lystico, Mark Emmert, and Ross Peterson. Yeah.
Mark Emmert.
My
not,
apologies there.
Not the president of the NCAA.
No.
Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. Without taking this and bringing it down to its lowest common denominator, which is an Iowa-Iowa State, the other side is evil battle. And again, there's no right answer to this. It's just the way that you tend to go out and recruit. And this is the way that Matt Campbell, and you can't fault Matt Campbell. He pulled in Iowa State's best recruiting class pretty much in football history last year. And trying to outdo that this year.
Nobody's breaking any rules here.
No, not at all.
It's just a matter of approach. You know, what's right, what's wrong, that's for maybe you to decide, maybe for coaches to decide. But Iowa and Iowa State right now have different approaches, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line open to talk about that, if you like. Also today, and this was first bantered about when it came out that the Big Ten men's basketball tournament was going to be held at Madison Square Garden coming up in 2018. It was at the Verizon Center in Washington this year in 2017, and to mixed reviews. Certainly you could get a seat, let's just put it that way, especially after the Maryland Terrapins were eliminated from the tournament. It's going to be at Madison Square Garden next year. It will not be held the weekend ahead of Selection Sunday for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. It is going to be the week prior, so it will be held in conjunction with the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, you know, the Patriot League, the American East, things like that. It's going to be the big fish in a very small pond, certainly. With that in mind, there was a lot of speculation what exactly the Big Ten was going to do to move up their schedule, their conference schedule. They apparently has been leaked out today and what's going to happen, and that is the Big Ten is going to play early December conference basketball games. Each team is going to play one home and one road game on a four-day run, maybe five, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But anyway, you're going to play a home game, you're going to play a road game the first weekend of December next year, then play a few more non-conference games, and then go back to conference basketball because they needed to move everything up 1 week. And is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Now, why are they moving the tournament back off the previous weekend? Because they want to?
No, because the Big East has Madison Square Garden for their tournament.
Okay.
Yes, the Big East will have Madison Square Garden, their usual traditional venue for the weekend of NCAA Selection Sunday.
Well, number one, I think that's unfortunate for the Big Ten. Number two, put my feet to the fire, and I'm going to say I'm not buying these early non-conference or these early conference games. I like the clear separation between non-conference and conference, and I bet most coaches will say the same thing. You go into a couple conference games, and then you get back into non-conference, and then ramp up again for the conference season. I don't like this. What do you think, though? 319-366-1600, or check in at kgymradio.com for our Emo's Hideaway poll question. Is it a good idea to play Big Ten men's basketball conference games in early December? Yes or no? And thanks again to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I don't know why they couldn't have played it in the last week of December. There are conferences that play that start playing that last week of December. As far as conference games are concerned, Big Ten's moved it up a little bit to New Year's Eve, New Year's Day around there. Why not start? You have Christmas break, obviously. I guess that kind of throws things into an uproar a little bit. You'd probably have to go to 18th, 19th, 20th, right in there to play some conference games and then take some time off, get back into it. But I'd rather do that than play. They're going to play it the week of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So if you have an early week game, you're going to have your first conference game on a Thursday or a Friday, they say. So that's going to be a pretty daunting week. Three pretty big games right there. Going to help out the RPI, though, I guess, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
I'd rather play that second to last week of December, though. I think it just flows a little bit better. But what do you think? 319-366-1600.
Yeah, I much prefer the separation between conference and non-conference seasons. On the text line, I'm refreshing here.
You're refreshing, Mark?
9751, Brian Ferentz says, once you commit to them, they're committed to you. Problem is, that's not accurate. And that texter has sent a copy of a 2014 piece on Jack Beneventi, who was once recruited and offered by Iowa. The Hawks pulled his scholarship. Apparently, Beneventi ended up at Western Illinois. So, thank you for that text.
And that does,
it
does happen. And that not only with Iowa, but for other schools as well. If they get to a situation where they got some guys that they didn't think they would get, they have too many for their scholarship allotment. Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Andy at 2133, a serious question. Who can actually fire Jim Delaney?
I don't know.
I know he's made too much money for too many people for that to happen, but help me with my fantasy.
Who can do that? Can it be the university presidents?
I don't know the answer, so I'm not going to speculate.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
I'm very powerful individual.
Is he the most powerful individual in the NCAA that's not named Mark Emmert, who is not the Des Moines Register sports correspondent?
Bob Bowlsby used to be up there. I don't know if he still is.
Big 12 commissioner. He's right up there. But is there any commissioner in the NCAA that is more powerful than Jim Delaney is right now? I don't think so.
I'd say our Carl and Ernie's Pick Six commissioner, Todd Brommelkamp, is right up there as well.
That's true.
David at 5615, put the tournament back in Indianapolis or Chicago where it belongs. Give David a ding on that one. I like
ding.
That.
I don't have a ding, Mark. That's the old show.
Take the ding to Tennessee or what?
I don't know. Might have. Might have. I don't, and that is subject of our poll question. I think I know how this is going to play out. It just seems weird to play Michigan and Indiana,
and then Kennesaw State,
and then Kennesaw State. Nothing against Kennesaw State, and then go play Maryland Eastern Shore,
yeah,
or something like that. You're just, it's uneven, but that's the way it's going to be. Only good thing, I guess, about it is everybody's in the same boat. Everyone's going to play a home game. Everyone's going to play a road game. No one's going to get two home games. No one's going to have to go on the road twice. Mm-hmm. So, but then you got 3 weeks to think about it if you're 0-2
right.
In the Big Ten. 22 past the hour at 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class in KGYM. Hey, good news. While the feud is going on for Iowa and Iowa State, can give you some good news for both programs. For golf, both were selected today to play in NCAA regional action. So congratulations to the Cyclones and to Tyler Stith, who we talked to yesterday on Caddy Smack for the Hawks.
Selections made earlier today by the NCAA. Iowa State is headed for Austin, Texas, in that regional. The Cyclones seeded ninth there. And the Iowa Hawkeyes had to wait until the last regional was announced. Iowa will go to Baton Rouge. And Iowa, the number 10 seed in that regional there. So Iowa has a nice streak of, what, 9 or 10 straight years going to an NCAA regional?
Nine.
That's very, very good. And good luck to both teams. Those are coming up.
Week from Monday.
Right.
So that would be the 15th of May. So should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. John Cranton's going to be a lot of fun at 24 past the hour at 3 o'clock, and he's going to join us right around the corner here on KGYM. Don't forget, we've got for you a $30 gift card to La Cantina. We will have that for you here in just a little bit. And we've got a lot of things to talk about with John, and more things to talk about, and more of your texts coming up as well here on the Gym Class on KGYM. So stay with us. More to come after this.
Optimized lines of sight, check. Easy controls, check. Zero turn, engaged.
Gravely zero turn, pro turn 400, you are cleared for takeoff. Lower your deck and roll.
Roger that, tower.
Gravely zero turn mowers from City Tractor and North Liberty help you fly through mowing, use less fuel, and cover more ground in less time. And let's face it, have some fun too. Your mission starts at locally owned City Tractor, just off the I-380 North Liberty exit and at citytractor.com.
Where you are cleared to landscape.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are four times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenter's Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
They're so approachable. Starts with the receptionist, Jeannie. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:27 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Don't forget your chance to win $100 in the month of May sometime between now and 7 o'clock during local programming right here on KGYM. Though right now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one of their three locations. It'll be great. You want to pick it up today? Use it tomorrow, Mark, for Cinco de Mayo. By the way, happy May the 4th be with you day today. Are you a big Star Wars guy?
Not at all.
I am not either.
No.
I'm sorry.
But the force be with you.
My family is. They're probably going to enjoy a Star Wars film tonight or something like that, but going to go with caller number six right now for a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Good toward a quick and delicious lunch, a margarita after work, sizzling takeout on your way home, or have La Cantina cater your upcoming graduation party. And they've got great specials coming up tomorrow. Two margaritas for $5, two draft beers for $5, $5 appetizers all day tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo at La Cantina, one of their three great locations. Caller number six right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you are going to get a $30 gift card that you can use along with Justin to go to La Cantina tomorrow.
Star Trek, yes. Star Wars, no.
I'm a James Bond guy.
Okay. I am too.
That's the franchise that I follow out there. All right, John Krantz set to join us right now from Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas. Follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Fice Sports on this Thursday. And are you a Star Wars guy, John?
Well, when I was a kid, I was, but that was about 150 years.
40 years ago, I think Star Wars came out. And by the way, 40 years ago, not 40, 33 years ago today, 16 Candles came out on this particular day. May the 4th of 1984, so.
Aren't you glad you called us, John?
your tag to the show was looking back at the glory years, and I'm thinking, I never had any glory years. What are they talking about?
They're still in the offing for all of us, you know?
Exactly.
We'll give you a shot at glory here, John. Tell us about this Vegas betting story on the Jazz and Warriors.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, the NBA playoffs are rolling, and on Tuesday, at Game 1 between Golden State and Utah. Now, Golden State is just a powerhouse team that's probably going to win the NBA title. But there were some odds up at the Westgate Superbook, which used to be the Vegas Hilton. That's where Elvis had his big heyday in the 60s and 70s. But one of the wagers they put up, a guy came in and bet $50,000 on the Golden State Warriors to win the series. Now, that means when they win, hopefully they win, it's $50,000 to win $500. I mean, that's just
that's nuts.
Bad money. Yeah, I know. It's crazy money management to do that. But and another guy on for game one, he just bet the Warriors to win the game Tuesday night. He bet $576,000, and he won $36,000 when they won the game. But, of course, you know, anything can happen in these games. And finally, some guy bet the Golden State Warriors to win this series with Utah. He put $200 on it, and when they win next week, he's going to net $2.85, which will get him, what, a hamburger? So I'm not going to get him a Vegas buffet.
That is crazy. Very weird stuff.
Another reason to tune into Jim Fice Sports, I think.
Yeah, you never know what people are thinking about when they look at these games and betting lines.
Well, tonight in the NBA, Celtics and the Wizards, Game 3. Celtics won the first two in Boston. They've now won six straight after dropping the first two of that Bulls series, so they're playing very good basketball. Isaiah Thomas coming off amazing performances for the Celtics. Can they put a stranglehold in this series?
Yeah, it's been a fun series rooting for Isaiah Thomas because of the off-court tragedy that he's been dealing with. Plus, he's been in the dentist chair, too. He lost a tooth in this series, but Boston, after getting killed on the glass against Chicago and getting booed off their court, yeah, they're playing great basketball with Thomas just in another zone, winning six in a row. And don't forget, the Celtics, the difference in the series really has been defense, although you wouldn't notice it with the high-scoring games. Boston has actually been a pretty good defensive team, much better than people think during the regular season. They were 15th in points allowed, but 9th in field goal shooting defense, and they're second at defending the three-pointer. That's right behind the Golden State Warriors. And they're facing a Washington team that is their biggest flaw. They haven't played defense all season. If you watch these first two games, their defensive adjustments are just non-existent. They have bad matchups with, sometimes they put their seven-footer on Isaiah Thomas, which makes no sense. He's just so quick, he blows by him. So with that said, Boston's kind of fortunate to be up 2-0 because they really were outplayed for much of game two. They needed a couple of comebacks, including a late one to force overtime, and then won it by 10, but a little misleading. And John Wall of Washington, he had a great game, 40 points, 13 assists in game two. He is kind of an unstoppable force himself. But now Washington comes home, which is just, it's been a difference maker in a lot of NBA playoff series. In this one, it has been with the home team 2-0 straight up and against the spread. And now you got a Washington team that coming home where they played their best basketball. When they lose a game, the Wizards are not very good, 3-10 against the Vegas number, and here they are, 5.5 points. favorite. However, the home team is a perfect 6-0 against the Las Vegas number, and we're seeing some of the money coming in on Washington from about a 5 to 5.5 point favorite, and they're looking at another high-scoring game up to 219.5. So I'm not going to get away from those trends. Home court has been the difference maker in this series. The betting numbers say the home team does well, and I'll go with that tonight. Another high-scoring game. So I'll go Washington 117-109, a shootout, and home court prevails again.
Game two in that Jazz-Warriors series tonight, John, in Oakland. And Golden State is what appears to be a prohibitive favorite. How am I going to make any money on this game?
Well, yeah, here's a game. It's a clash of styles, too. Utah, number one defensive team in the NBA, they're certainly going to want to slow the pace down, which is what they do best. And the problem is that they actually did that in game number one. They slowed the pace down. It was a lower-scoring game, 106-94. But what difference did it make? It still went under the total, but they still lost by 12 points. And when you look at game two, game one, Golden State really did a lot of things that they wanted to do. They shot almost 49% from the field of the team. They were 7-29 from long range. Not that great, but it didn't make a difference. They won by 12 points. What really stood out, though, was it wasn't one star or one player taking charge. They had five players the Warriors did scoring between 15 and 22 points. I mean, they're deadly when their stars are hot, but when they're passing the basketball around, playing team-oriented ball, they're just so deep and so talented and can kill you in so many different ways. I agree with you. I can't see this team being beat, even when they get to the NBA Finals, which they're going to be a prohibitive favorite. And keep this in mind, Golden State is one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. They actually are when it comes to field goal shooting defense. They're number one. They're also number one at defending the three-pointer, so it's not just about offensive flash. So what's going to happen tonight? I think it's going to be a replay of game one. Utah will control the pace. It won't be high scoring, but in the end, Golden State just won by 12 points. I think that's kind of the look tonight. So I'll go with 105-95. Golden State wins. Utah controls the pace, but what difference does it make?
And not making much money off of it, as we just found out right there. Let's turn to the National Hockey League. John Krant joining us from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas here on KGYM. Alex and my Blues are on the precipice of getting golf clubs out to the Nashville Predators. They have a 3-1 lead, and Nashville is very, very close to advancing to the conference finals.
Yeah, this Nashville team has been very impressive during the regular season. The thing about them is they were great at home and bad on the road, like a losing road record. However, playoffs have been a different story, winning 7 of 8 games. This team has got balance across the board. There's really no weaknesses in their game. Their defensemen have scored 8 goals in the playoffs. That's number one in the NHL, and their goaltender has just been in another zone. Save percentage of over 95%. We're talking about historically dominant goaltending in the postseason, not just for this year, but all time in the NHL. So they're in a zone right now. They're up 3-1. It was kind of a controversial game in the last game. St. Louis certainly had a chance to win. But they've been playing relatively even for most of this game series, despite the fact that they're down 3-1. It's a balanced St. Louis team as well, number 12 in goals scored and goals allowed. Problem, or one of the problems, has been the power play has been non-existent. 2 of 24 in the postseason, 1 of 9 in this series. The good news is they are coming home, and they're a slight favorite in this game. It went from -110 to -115, but the way these teams have played, slow, defensive-oriented styles with a lot of physical play, not surprising to see a total here of 5 goals scored coming off a defensive game. I got to look at tonight's game being defensive, too, because when these teams meet, it's astonishing. 54-23-9 under the total, low-scoring games. St. Louis, when they're playing on 2 days' rest, which they are now, they're actually pretty good, 37-18, and the home team is 8-2 when these teams meet. So that's why I'll have to look at tonight's game, all about defense with both goaltenders who've been exceptionally good. How about the home team keeps it alive? St. Louis 3-1 in a defensive battle.
Orioles and Red Sox have developed some, shall we say, some bad blood in this series, John. What are your thoughts on today's game?
Well, I think my thoughts are the Baltimore Orioles can't wait to get out of Boston for this series. Things gone. Orioles have had a great start to the season. However, long road trip here. This is the end of a 7-game trip for them, and they seem to be tiring out. 2-4 the last six games, they've had some stuff they've had to deal with off the field, but also the pitching has been just horrendous these last six games. 39 runs allowed in six games, so they'll be glad to get out of Boston and come home for a trip. Thing about Baltimore, though, is they're really not scoring a lot of runs. 24th and on base percentage, 19th and run scored. It's surprising for a team that has taken over first place, and the pitching staff has been shredded of late, now down to 15th in team ERA. So you have to ask the question, how good is Baltimore, even though they're 16-10 overall? On the mound, more problems. They have to go with Tyler Wilson. The reason is Jimenez was supposed to start today, but because they had to use him in three innings of middle relief for last night's game, so their pitching staff has not only been pounded, it's now out of order. He comes up, Wilson does, from AAA Norfolk. Not very good numbers, three walks and five innings pitched and six hits. He's got a very high ERA of 5.5. And Boston is at home. This is the end of a 10-game homestand, but they haven't been playing very good either. 4-4 the last eight games. They lost three times as favorite. They're a small favorite for tonight's game. And they have pitching problems, too. You're going to see Kyle Kendrick on the mound. He's been a 10-year Major League veteran, but has never really extinguished himself very good. Last year with Colorado, or 2 years ago, 6.32 ERA. He comes up from AAA Pawtucket, where he hasn't been very good. 1-3 record, his ERA over 6. So that's why you see the Vegas total here of 10. Neither team has been able to score a lot of runs of late. However, this looks like a offensive show, one of those Fenway games where you see about 8-10 doubles hit. So I'll go with a shootout of 10-8. Either team is capable of winning, but don't look for much pitching or defense.
Yeah. One other game to talk about, Cardinals and the Brewers. Both these teams right at the 500 mark as they conclude, I believe, a four-game set. What are you looking for in this one?
Yeah, you're right. Both teams are 500, but Milwaukee's been pretty good on the road of 7-4. But the bettors are saying that they like the red-hot Cardinals. It's up to -150 with a total of 7.5. Milwaukee, it's a team that doesn't have any balance. They're top three in baseball in runs scored. However, the pitching's been dreadful. They were going to go with Jimmy Nelson tonight, but they're going to throw in Chase Anderson, and that's kind of a good thing because Anderson has been outstanding. 2-0, 2.10 ERA. He's got some really good numbers, particularly 9 walks and 24 strikeouts in 30 innings. So he's been very hot, although he did lose to these Cardinals last week 4-1. And keep in mind, when Anderson goes on the road, just 5-12 record his team is. Cardinals inching up as far as stats. They were bad early in the April, but now up to 10th in the pitching in baseball. And it's because of this nice run they're on, 10-4 to get back to 500. We're going to take a look at the veteran Adam Wainwright tonight, who has been all over the place, ERA over 6. But he did beat Milwaukee recently with a terrific outing, 9 strikeouts over 5 innings, and he's a guy who doesn't walk anybody, which is always a plus. Brewers have really struggled, 16-37 when they faced the Brewers, losing 7 of the last 10 games here in St. Louis. So I'll have to go with a lower scoring game, 4-3, red-hot Cardinals keep it alive.
Kentucky Derby, John, this weekend, the post position odds are out. I think we're going to go around the table here. What are we going to pick, a winner or top three, or what are we going to do?
Let's go with the winner on that. Yeah, this is always a big event. The Vegas wagering is about $33 million per month on average, legalized wagering that's monitored by the Gaming Commission. But for the month of May, it comes up to $44 million, and that's because of the NBA playoffs plus the Kentucky Derby. And for the Derby Saturday, it's a fascinating because there's really no clear-cut favorite. You got 2 horses, Always Dreaming, Classic Empire, basically 4-1. But there's a couple of horses right behind them, like Classic Empire and Irish War Cry, who are in there. The thing about one of the favorite, Always Dreaming, young 3-year-old colt, only 4 races that they've been in, top 4 in all 4 of those, but have won the last 2. So Always Dreaming is getting kind of the look as winning this one, but Classic Empire did very well in the Arkansas Derby 2 weeks ago. I'll step out with a long shot just to be out of the box a little bit. I'll go with Looking at Lee. Now, this is a horse that is in the number 1 post position. It's only 2-7 record. However, it's tremendous speed and experience. It drew a bad position here because the horse has a tendency to get rattled, and being in the number 1 spot, you're going to have horses trying to pass them, so that's a weak spot. However, tremendous speed and experience, and at that Arkansas Derby just 2 weeks ago, came from way behind to finish 3rd, right behind the eventual winner, Classic Empire. So At 28-1, yeah, I'll be kind of long shot, Johnny. When this one, I'll take a look at it, Lee. What do you guys get?
Well, the sentimental favorite for me, John, is Patch on the outside, the one-eyed horse. I'm going to be very interested to see how it does. We got an Iowa horse in the race, J Boy's Echo, out of the 13th hole, one at Aqueduct, 20-1. Not bad value there by any means. I do like the favorite Always Dreaming because of the Velasquez and Todd Pletcher combination. But why not? I'll go with the Iowa horse, John, J Boy's Echo.
That horse was born and raised in Iowa, is that right?
Yeah, All Ball Farms in Central Iowa.
There you go.
That's great. Okay, excellent.
Last four years, the favorite has won this thing. It used to be the favorite never won the Kentucky Derby. American Pharoah, of course, won the Triple Crown. So with that in mind, Always Dreaming, I like, but with a 20-horse field, I just wonder if five is going to be the best spot to be in, because I got a feeling the outside might accordion down into the middle. He's got to get off to a good start, I think. I'm going to go with Always Dreaming, but Irish War Cry on the outside might nip him. Can I have a 1A and a 1B?
You can, yes. We'll call it an exacta box. So we got some chalk, we got some long shots, and we got a local horse, too. We covered all today.
Eunice, why don't you throw in Practical Joke at 19 as well?
I would like to throw in Gunavera right in the middle. That's my box.
That's that's
my trifecta.
That's a Venezuelan connection, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's okay, I'll box looking at Lee with the Irish War Cry. Why not?
Perfect.
For this and other things, John, tell us a little bit about JimFeist.com.
Sure. We have videos and podcasts every day at JimFeist.com. You only get free picks. You can just text through your cell phone, text GAME, G-A-M-E, to 25827. I'll go with a free play on the home ice, St. Louis Blues, tonight to stay alive and maybe give you a nice weekend, Scott.
That would be good. That'd be awesome. Hey, John, appreciate it. Have a good Derby weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you then.
All right. John Krant from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a break at 3:45. Back with more after this.
The older you get, the busier life becomes. What used to be a simple trip to mom's for Mother's Day isn't so easy anymore. While there's no substitute for watching mom light up when she sees you, with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still show her you care. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving listeners an exclusive 24 for 24 offer. 24 multicolored roses for $24. That's only a dollar per rose. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. With a beautiful mix of roses and a rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to surprise all of the moms in your life. Premium roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and mom's amazement. 24 multicolored roses for only $24 is an amazing offer, but it expires Friday. Don't miss the opportunity to show mom just how much you miss her with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 stunning multicolored roses for only $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Ryan. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Ryan. Hurry, offer ends Friday.
O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Technology shifts. Policy changes. New regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM. Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
First and foremost, I don't think it's an idiotic proverb. I think it's a very cool proverb.
It's an idiomatic.
Oh, idiomatic.
Proverb.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
All right, your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. Right now, caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. And
you'll be happy, but you won't feel like Jane Meyer.
Mark, we're breaking news right now. We've talked about the basketball schedules in the Big Ten. We talked about the recruiting war of words going on between Iowa and Iowa State, but that has been overtaken here because the legal team for Jane Meyer, and now as reported by Aaron Jordan of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, jury has awarded Jane Meyer $1.4 million in her civil case. Sounds like she won.
First of all, what's the purpose of a sealed verdict when the legal team's going to throw it out there? I'd say that about either side.
Correct.
I'm stunned at the verdict, let's put it that way.
I am surprised. I'm very surprised at the verdict. But looks as though that Jane Meyer has won, and she is going to get $1.4 million.
It's still pending is Tracy Griesbaum's trial against the university as well. Griesbaum, the former field hockey coach.
Now I guess I ask the next question.
That's two different things.
Correct. Is there going to will there be any repercussions now?
No.
Is there a chance that Gary Barta loses his job off of this?
I don't think so.
I didn't think Jane Meyer was going to win either. But apparently that has happened. Again, Aaron Jordan of the Cedar Rapids Gazette reporting that. Also, the legal team for Jane Meyer is reporting that as well. $1.4 million that she will receive. That, according, again, to her legal team. And more on that as it breaks right here on KGYM. Sure, the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have all that as well. Dave from West Branch, congratulations. You are the winner of our $100 today. Also, Brad from Brooklyn is going to have a great Cinco de Mayo coming up tomorrow if he chooses. And he will get a $30 gift card from La Cantina. So, everything going off on a Thursday, May the 4th here.
I'm sure much more talk about the Jane Meyer trial on the Afternoon Players Club and discussions about, I was going to ask Alex about the guest list, but trust me, 4 to 7, Todd Brommelkamp Show will be entertaining.
Would you is coming up today, I know that.
Would you?
Would you?
Would you like to play golf this weekend?
Love to.
Okay.
Love to. Book it. We're in. We're in. Afternoon baseball going on right now as plenty of major leagues action coming up. Do you have that updated here?
I do indeed. I know there's at least one or two finals in the books. I just want to refresh to give you your most up-to-date scores.
The White Sox are ahead.
White Sox were ahead. We'll see if they still are.
Please don't say that.
Bottom of the ninth, the Twins losing to the Oakland Athletics 8-5. Twins trying to sweep that series, but one out in the ninth. Bottom of the seventh, Texas leading Houston 6-3. Your White Sox, Scott. Bottom of the eighth, up 8-2. The Cubs and Phillies right now tied 3-3 in the eighth. Colorado on top of San Diego 1-0 in the fourth. Finals in the books, two finals. Cincinnati beats Pittsburgh 4-2. Cedar Rapidian Scott Schebler with one hit and four trips. And the Washington Nationals beating Arizona 4-2. Everything else under the lights.
Again, more coming up on the verdict in the Jane Meyer trial. That will be coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show as more and more is going to be leaked out. You know that. What did I say the other day? That this thing was not going to stay secret very long. Now, I will say this. I think Aaron Jordan reported this earlier on. Aaron Jordan from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And that is, I want to make sure I get this absolutely correct here. She put this out on her Twitter account during the Jane Meyer lawsuit around the six-hour mark. And that is when they no longer needed a unanimous decision.
You needed a 7-1 vote.
Correct. Did not need everybody to, obviously everybody knows what unanimous means, so this may not have been a unanimous decision. It may have been a unanimous decision.
Yeah, two jurors earlier dismissed because of illness. A 10-person jury went down to 8, and They have ruled in Jane Meyer's favor.
Yeah. So more on that coming up. The poll question up right now at KGYMradio.com for you to peruse today and vote on. And that's courtesy of Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids.
Is it a good idea to play Big Ten men's basketball conference games in early December? Right now, two-thirds of you say no.
There you go. Keep on voting at KGYMradio.com. Coming up, nothing tonight as far as NBA action is concerned on ESPN Radio. Twins are played earlier today. Back with both coming up tomorrow night. Twins will welcome in the Boston Red Sox to Target Field. That should be a very good weekend series. We'll have the three games for you on 107.5 FM.
Sale and Santana on Sunday.
That's probably the best two pitchers so far in the American League.
Mm, yeah.
I would put a pretty good bet on that one. So they will go at it on Sunday. That should be a very, very entertaining game. We'll take a break, come back. We'll let you know what you can do with that $500 that you have laying around when we come back. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase and caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the gym class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:55 here in the program. Again, the breaking news, according to her legal team, Jane Meyer is going to be the winner of the civil lawsuit, $1.4 million that she is going to be awarded. More on that coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next. They will also have your chance to win a foursome of golf at the Amana Colonies Golf Club. And don't forget, they got their big Amana Best Shot coming up on Sunday, May the 21st. Mark did the math. We got to get this out because this is the other thing that broke during our show here today. And that is the fact that, of course, we know, Mark, about Lonzo Ball. He's a dad, correct? Or is he the...
LeVar Ball.
LeVar is the dad. Lonzo is a player.
Yeah. And he's got two other younger boys coming up.
One's going to UCLA next
year.
One
of the Ball brand hasn't gotten it.
The Big Baller brand, which is what the dad has come up with, and this dad's outrageous, this nuts, came out during the 3 o'clock hour how much these shoes, the prototype, and how much these shoes are going to be. I asked you, could you give a guess? You said $200, and I shook my head at you. Mark, would you spend $495 on a pair of basketball shoes from Big Baller Brand?
I wouldn't spend that much money on, I don't care who makes them, who endorses them, they're shoes.
That's almost,
I don't like wearing shoes, for one thing.
You can get the flip-flops for $220, Mark.
What?
Yes, they have flip-flops for $220.
Are that lifetime guarantee?
I have no idea. And if you are a size 14 or size 15, those basketball shoes will cost you $695.
I'm at 12, so I'm okay.
You're okay. It's only $495 for you then. That's ridiculous.
Cajun Troy knew that. She's...
Jane Meyer can buy how many?
2,800 pairs.
2,800.
Yeah.
If she chooses to.
2,800 pair? 28 pairs.
2,800 pairs of shoes, I think, is the...
If she chooses to.
If she chooses to. More on the decision in the Jane Meyer trial coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Thank you very much for listening today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3. We'll talk Kentucky Derby with Barry Abrams coming up on the Friday edition of the show.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless